Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast with our General Host, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. He's our international ambassador whom God has chosen. He's the founder of this great ministry. And as you know, he's on a sabbatical, and we do send out shouts to him as well as his wife and family, and may God ever bless them. And as you know, our Chief International Ambassador has set up our given assignments to certain our people, hallelujah, that just hold up his hands. And today we are favored with Ambassador-elect Deacon Harold Darden. And at this time, Ambassador-elect Darden, are you here?
Amen.
Well, God bless you, sir. We're so glad to have you on board. And we're going to put this microphone in your hand. God bless you, sir. It's in your hand.
Amen. First off, I'd like to thank the Lord for this opportunity, like the Chief Ambassador also, and being trying to be a good ambassador of the time. I would like to stick with the time schedule that the Chief Ambassador gave me. So, forgive me. I'd like to start off with a word of prayer. And I'd like to start right now with saying, Lord, we come to you this morning, Lord, in thanksgiving, Lord. Everyone within the sound of my voice, Lord, we all thank you, Lord. I'd like to just say, I thank the Chief Ambassador, Lord, and give him strength wherever he's at, Lord. Let him know that you are there, Lord. Just put an extra dose of strength in him, Lord. And, Lord, we ask that you just bless everyone within the sound of my voice. And as we go further in this service, Lord, you lead it and guide it, and let every word said be to your glory and honor. In your Son Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, first off, by this being first fruits, I think that everyone has already said good morning to the Lord, because that's the first thing you should do. So for all of us who have said it alone, now I'd like to say it corporately. Everyone, just give the Lord the first fruit of your lips. Just thank the Lord in whichever way you feel led to do. Everyone.
Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
I'd like to know if anyone out there has a praise report. Something has to, everyone should have a praise report. So, would someone like to start?
Amen. Good morning, Ambassador-elect Darden. This is Ambassador-elect Latanya Williams. God bless you. Amen. My praise report this morning, I just want to just thank God for just waking me up this morning and start me on my way. I'm just so grateful to God for the things he is doing, and I just give him all the praise. I just thank God for being here on the prayer line this morning, being able to make it. This is a blessing. Amen. So God bless you.
Good morning. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. Ambassador Pfeiffer here from Kentucky. I'm thanking God for another day, another journey. Thank God for just shaking me and waking me, for keeping me all night long. Praise God. Hallelujah. For letting me toss and turn in his arms. Amen. Nothing happened to me. I rest all night long. As Mother Johnson used to say, he gave me a good night's rest. Praise God. I give glory to God for another night, another day's journey. And I'm just so thankful for this platform this week and how everyone is just stepping up to the plate. And just so good to hear so many voices on here. That's my praise report. I am glad to see the prayer line grow. The people on here. I told you God has some wonderful, wonderful people. And Deacon-elect Darden, God bless you for stepping up to the plate, for taking this platform this morning and just sharing with the people of God and opening up with that praise. Hallelujah. That was an anointed praise. People are ready to praise God with you this morning, thanking him for everything that he has done. Our chief ambassador, praise God for Ambassador Betty and Mother Johnson and you. Thank God, thank God, thank God. We had a wonderful service on Sunday, sometime on Monday. I don't have much of a voice, but I just praise God because we do two services. And it's just a blessing, just a blessing, just a blessing, just to be able to be in the service, be in worship. And God does miracles at our church every week. Every week someone is healed. Amen. Someone is delivered. Someone is set free. And I'm giving God the glory for the things that he has done. And again, thank God for you this morning, taking this day and just enjoy the Lord. Praise God. And we here to hold your arms up wherever we can. God bless you and continue to praise God. Love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Have a great service this morning. Amen.
Amen. Can we have another? Do we have another? Oh, you're up. I can hear you talking.
Yeah, this is Sister Mary. This is his girlfriend. I've been up all night washing, getting tickets ready for the banquet, sorting them out. And I just thank God I'm able to get up and do that.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, one more.
Come on, brother. Like beautiful. I thank and praise God. In honor to all the prayer line, this morning, we're all on the prayer line and down the desk tonight. Thank and praise God for watching for me on the other side. Thank you for allowing me to be here on the prayer line this morning. I thank you, patience, because God is good and He's keeping me. And I thank you, patience, for that. But the things and things we're going through, the things that still, I give God the honor and the blessing for it. Because you don't have to let me be able to speak, but I am speaking. So I thank you, praise God, for my life. And you can continue to bless you to everyone on the prayer line.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Ambassador Lake Ann Johnson in Bronx, New York. Good morning to everyone. And after the round chief, I just praise and thank God for His goodness and His mercy. I had to, was supposed to have a procedure this morning, and the neurosurgeon canceled it because I had to get a clearance from the cardio doctor. And I went to him yesterday. He gave me a clearance, and when I came home, it seems as though my heart started beating so fast, and I just started praying, and I just started rebuking that spirit. And I told the Lord, I said, God, you gave me a clearance. I said, the enemy is trying to trick me, but I thank you for life today. I came in here, I prayed, I got in my bed, and I told God, thank you. And before you know it, I was asleep, and I woke up this morning in time for prayer, and I thank God for waking me and shaking me and getting me up this morning for prayer to be on the prayer line. And I'm just believing God for all things because I know that God is a healer. I know He's a deliverer, and I know He can set us free. And I just want to thank God for life today. I thank Him for health and strength. And I just praise and thank God that even though they postpone or cancel the procedure, God is in control of everything. And I just want to say I thank God for this first fruit prayer line, which has brought me a mighty long way. And I just bless God this morning. I thank you all for your prayers. And I thank you for just being there for me and for my family. And my niece, Tornette in Hampton, is doing so much better. Evangelist Bandy is coming home from the hospital today. The Lord is good. And He's an instant God. Hallelujah. And I thank Him, I thank Him, I thank Him. God bless you all.
Amen.
Did I hear another?
This is Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. Good morning to the saints of God and everyone that's on the line. I praise God this morning for His goodness and His mercy to me. Thank the Lord for life, health, and strength. I just thank God. Because I know Him in the pardon of my sin for all that He has done for me. Know Him to be a healer and a deliverer. Know Him to be a door opener and a way maker. I just know Him for being the many things that I need in my life. He's been there for me. Truly, He's never failed me. I failed Him, but He's never failed me. I'm just so grateful to be alive on this morning with the activities of my limbs. Just praise God for our Chief Ambassador Johnson and his family and all those that are away. But we just praise God for this prayer line. For God is good and He's moving all the time. Continue to be blessed.
Amen.
And thank God for another day. This is Ambassador Holly who's calling in. And I just want to thank God for how He woke me up this morning, for how He blessed and kept me. Sometimes I don't get a chance to get a praise report because I'll already be in the office. But I thank God for this opportunity this morning. I thank God for our Chief Ambassador, how he realized that he needed a rest. We thank God for providing strong people on the prayer line to hold his arms up that he knows that it's going to be okay. I thank God for how he continuously made a way of God. A little over a month ago, I had my brother on the prayer line, Joe. That they have put him in intensive care and induced him in a coma from going through PTs and alcohol withdrawal. But I thank God I got a report from home last week stating that he was upstairs. He thanked God for the prayers and his nurse Well, I think God has a plan. He has a program, a 12-step program or a 1-step program of his own where he can instantly remove the taste, the desire, the symptoms of substance use. Mm-hmm. I thank God for each and every one of you all on the line. I thank God for this entire month, how we were just able to acknowledge and step and bring right the potential awareness on it. When I think about the testimonies that have been on the prayer line of people that have been delivered, have been healed from cancer, and they're still here. Even when the doctors gave up on them, they are still here. Even when the report said you got so many days to live, you're still here. 3 years ago, I had 60 days to live. But thank God I'm still here, and I'm still giving God the glory. I'm still giving God the praise. I'm thanking God for everything that he's done in my life. I'm thanking God for how he's stretched me. I'm thanking God for how he's just given me that peace that passed all over. I'm asking y'all right now to just continue to pray for me, for the youth. Pray for each other in the name of Jesus. I magnify the Lord today, and I give him glory, because he's worthy of all. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Will there be another?
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby, giving honor to God and to everyone that's on the prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me, how he makes ways and open doors. But most of all, I thank the Lord for coming into my life and saving me and filling me with the Holy Ghost and keeping me by the day with the mind to wholly follow him. I thank you for how he delivered me from so many sickness and how he delivered me from acid reflux. I thank God for that. He's just been a good God to me. I thank him for in 2013, my son had a real bad seizure, and really we lost him. The doctors lost him, but God blessed him back, and he was on the ventilator, but God blessed him. And in 14, my daughter had an aneurysm, and God blessed her. She came home with a real bad headache, and she was working nights, and she said, Mom, I got a headache. And I was talking to her, because I thought I could talk to her when she had a headache. But she got so bad, she laid on the floor. I put blessed oil on her head, and she still had that headache, so I thought I'd call the paramedics. I called them, and they took her to the local hospital, and then they airlifted her to the University of Chicago, and they did surgery the next day. And God bless, she got all her memory back, and she's able to function. She's our church administrator, and she's able to function there and do a good job. And I just thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. God has been good to me. I got so much to be thankful for. He brought me from a long ways, and I thank him for it today. God bless everyone on the line.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you, men of God. And all the saints of God, and this is Ambassador Smith from Arkansas, and all I just want to say this morning, if it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good morning, man of God. Thank you so much for taking your charge on this morning. I just want to follow Ambassador Steph as she was singing as Mother Digby, Ambassador-elect Mother Digby was talking. This is Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray in Kansas City, Missouri. I was thinking it was God's love that lifted me. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then she came in, where would I be? But I am in tune, thanking God for first fruit. It was love that lifted me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for mercy. Mercy. I thank you, Lord, for mercy, God, from the depths of my heart. If it wasn't for your love that lifted me, I wouldn't have the same love for others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That is my praise report today. It is a wonderful Wednesday. Thank you so much for taking charge. You're doing an excellent job. God bless you.
If you have a report, please give it, because I don't want to be the one that stop you from, you know, your blessing. Well, with that being said, I'd like to say that my mother-in-law always said that everyone has scripture and a song. Well, my song, I could sing, but it wouldn't do any good because it would scare people because of my voice. But I will give you my scripture, and my scripture is Joshua 24:15, and it is, forgive me, and if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that is my scripture, and that is what me and my family try to live by. So I ask, do anyone have their own personal scripture?
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Psalm 91:1.
Amen.
Yes. Psalm number God, 2 Chronicles 7:14, which states that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, the face of God, Elohim, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, our deliverer, then will I hear from heaven. And I'm going to do something in the land when I hear from heaven. I'm going to heal the land, and I'm going to forgive the sins. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Jerry, Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen our heart.
Amen.
This is Mother Britt. Psalm 34:8.
Is there another?
Proverbs. Sister Charlotte Gray, Kansas City, Missouri, Vestry Elect, chapter 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Hallelujah. Thank you, man of God, for giving us the opportunity to give us scripture. God bless y'all.
Amen.
Men of God, this is Ambassador. Glory to God. Men of God, may I make a suggestion at this point? May I?
Yes, ma'am.
That the next following people, that when they do their scripture, do it just in a briefly form of prayer, and at the same time we'll be praying for people who may have something they need on the prayer line this morning. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for the suggestion, and we would like to follow that suggestion.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless. This is Ambassador Dr. Hagen, and my scripture is 1 Corinthians 15:58, and I'd like to pray it. Therefore, my beloved brethren, Father, we thank you. Be ye steadfast. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for the steadfastness. Be unmovable. Thank you for the unmovableness. Thank you, Father, for always abounding in the work of the Lord. We thank you. For as much as ye know, glory be to God, that your labor is not in vain. As long as you know that your labor is not in vain, first fruit, continue to abound in the work of the Lord. God bless you. Back to you, sir.
God bless you. Are there any more?
This is Sister Lucille. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? God bless you.
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper.
in every tongue that rises up against the judgment shall thou condemn. This is the heritage, hallelujah, of the saints of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Saith the Lord. God bless you. Love this scripture.
Ambassador-elect, this is Jolene Garnett. My scripture is Isaiah 1:19. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. God bless you.
Amen. I'd like to know if Ambassador-elect Frierson is on the line, because she's putting together tonight's all-night prayer. And I'd like to know if she's on the line. You'd like to leave for later. Could you get your lineup together so that before we dismiss, you can go over it? And if you need more people, you know, we'd like to leave that space for you.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you.
Now, getting back, I will tell you all, I am not a preacher, so I did this out of obedience to the Lord and to my chief ambassador. So I would like all the help that you could give me. I enjoy doing this, but I am not, you know, comfortable in this role. I am more of a backseat person. So I'd like anyone possible to, if you could give scripture and expound on it a little bit, just a little. You know, take 3 minutes, 2-3 minutes.
God bless you, this Ambassador Pfeiffer. I understand how you feel, but we want you, we're going to pray that God give you that courage. You already have the courage, and you've already stepped out. You've already done more than a lot of people would do that say they feel uncomfortable in this area. Amen. We've already had a wonderful time this morning. We've already enjoyed the Lord. Glory to God. Because you, hallelujah, stepped up to the plate and was willing to do what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. You took a roll on. Hallelujah. That you said you felt uncomfortable in that area. But I want you to know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon of fear. No weapon of doubt. No weapon of deceit. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And amen. That's why the line is so excited this morning. That's why the people of God are just reaching forth. That's why the word of God is so edifying. The word of God edifies the people of God. Hallelujah. We get excited already just knowing that you are on the line, stepping up to the plate, holding up the arms of the chief. We praise God for another day, another day. We praise God for Ambassador-elect Darden stepping up to the plate, saying that this is not his role. But look at how God has blessed and anointed this line this morning. Everybody has joy this morning. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because of the scriptures that have gone forth. And I needed to hear some of those scriptures. They edify me. They put joy on the inside of me when I hear them. They put peace on the inside when I hear them. Nobody can give me peace, and nobody can give me joy. And the joy that I have, the world can't take it away. Why? Because the word of God keeps edifying me, keeps building me up. It keeps setting me up for another blessing, another miracle. And I can say every day that I'm on this prayer line with the people of God, all I can say is just, another blessing. Hallelujah, another blessing. Hallelujah, that come from the Lord. So no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon of not knowing. No weapon of fear, no weapon, formed against you shall prosper. So don't allow the enemy to even form it around you. Hallelujah. Sometimes you sit and see people make toys and make different things, make little cars, make little doll houses. But even though they forming that thing around you, hallelujah, the Bible says the enemy will just sit outside the camp and they watch for you. Hallelujah. But no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And we're not going to give the enemy any room this morning to have anything to do with this service. Praise God. You are doing a wonderful job. You're on the wall and don't come down. Don't let the enemy frighten you out of nothing. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, ha, glory to God, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, glory to God. And all we need is the rod and the staff, because he prepared the table before us, right in the presence of our enemy. Why the enemy is sitting there, looking at you, staring at you, throwing rocks at you, hallelujah, throwing bricks at you. No, you will not, it will not, it will not. You're in the presence of the Lord, in the presence of the enemy. He will anoint your head with oil, and everything will be an overflow. And when it overflows, it runs over onto the enemy. So the enemy have no other choice than to say, I surrender all. And to all, I've surrendered to the Lord. So we thank God for you this morning, Ambassador in Lake Darden, for doing this job. You're doing a wonderful job. Don't give the enemy any room by saying you can't do it. Moses said he couldn't do it, but God showed him a whole different journey. So a lot of us have said, a lot of women pastors on here have said that I can't do it. And it's a hard journey. It's a hard job. But hallelujah, God said, don't even fear the faces of the people. Hallelujah, you step in everywhere your feet trod. Hallelujah, you claim that ground. Hallelujah, because he's going to give you houses you didn't build. God gave me a church I didn't build, full of people. Hallelujah, and they just adore the Lord, and I'm praising God right along with them. Hallelujah, every Sunday, every Wednesday, all day, every day. Praising God, because no weapon formed against me prospered. Hallelujah. We walk right through everything that the enemy had built up. So God got your back. Why are you holding up someone else's arm? God holding up yours. So you be encouraged. Be encouraged. And everyone on this line, be encouraged. If I could call every name by name, I would just say, I love you, I love you, I love you. God loves you. Hallelujah. No one, hallelujah, he has no respect to person. So God bless you, and you continue doing the will of God. Just keep your service going. Keep the blessings flowing in the name of Jesus. God bless you, man of God.
Thank you for this encouragement.
Glory. Yes. Thank you.
And I like to, well, since this word, I have no choice but to believe it, because I believe you either believe the whole book or you don't believe none of it at all. You can't pick and choose what scriptures you believe. It's just that I don't know. I feel a lot better and a lot more encouraged, because I would always tell people that I went from being Saul, not to Paul, but I don't know. I tell everybody at church and everybody that I run into, when I die, if you have a whole lot of things to say about me, the one thing that I'd like for you to say, and it be the truth, is I was like Abraham. I believe God and stepped out. So that's me in a nutshell. So I just thank you all for just your encouragement. And right now, I guess we'd like to move into our prayer. So would anyone volunteer to take prayer requests today?
Praise the Lord. Ambassador-elect Gardner, praise the Lord. I believe the Lord will want you to pray. Amen. You're doing a wonderful job. I just wanted to, amen. This is Ambassador Stern, and I too want to encourage you, man of God, Pastor Hinton would tell us, don't tell the people that you're fearful, because that's what the enemy would want to magnify. You are fearfully and wondrously made in the Lord, and I'm not going to come behind Ambassador Pfeiffer, because she did a wonderful job exhorting you. They're here to hold your hand up, and you can do it. You can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth you. And as you take the names, God will allow you to pray for the people. Amen. I don't know if there's any other men on the line this morning, but I feel like you are our covering this morning. Amen. You are first fruit covering this morning, and we're here to help you and to aid you. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you don't ever do it, you will never get to the end. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what we're here for, to aid you. And Ambassador Steph had said that when we did a scripture to expound on it, but it didn't go that way. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I believe as you take the name and yourself and you just pray, if you can't do it as fast as some of us have been doing it, as you take a name, pray for that person. And whatever God gives you to pray for them, that's what they're to have on this morning. Because the chief ambassador left you in charge, and God wants to hear you pray out loud. You can do it. You say you feel better now. Amen. So just stay in that flow. Stay in that anointing, because you're going to have to pray and keep talking to get into the place of God and the anointing where you're supposed to be. Would you receive that from us today? As you take the name, pray for us. Amen. We need the covering. Amen. God needs to hear you cry out to him today. Amen. Right here on the first fruit prayer line. And I believe that will be honored. If you don't get everybody, you don't get everybody. But that's what God gave you today. And you're going to step out even more. Amen. And praise the Lord. I know that as a pastor and a leader, amen, myself, I allow them to do it, amen, and I'll be right by their side and say, you can do it. Come on, you can, amen. So take the name, and as you take the name and you don't want to take all of them at one time, just impart a word of prayer over them. It doesn't have to be long. And one other thing I wanted to share with you and everyone that's on the line, don't try to be like anybody else. Be yourself. God has an anointing for you, for somebody else. We have mentors, and we look up to them, and we admire them, but God has a special umbrella of an anointing that is for every last one of us, and you would never know what it is unless you embrace it. And when you embrace it, amen, already you have a voice that takes the attention of us. Amen. You have that voice. You have a humble spirit already, a committed spirit, and just do it, and you'll feel so much better. You know, the enemy tried to make us feel like we're going to fake through this. No, we're not going to fake through this. We're going to get through this. I've been in your shoes and still be in your shoes, and I don't want to take up much time, but I tell you, I'm out there speaking a lot, but when I got a call yesterday, and they told me that they wanted me to give words of exhortation on Friday night at Apostle Richard Daniel Hinton, my heart went down through my foot, through the ground. I had to stop and say, what did you say? I do it all the time. But look, like this time, the enemy wanted to grip me with fear. And I say, the devil is a liar. I consider that such a great honor, and I would not allow the enemy to cause me to lose an opportunity to say some words. So I'm just saying this. You know, the enemy makes you feel that way because he doesn't want you to do it. But you can do it. So, man of God, we hear it. If you feel like you need a release and say, just call me Ambassador Fife or Ambassador Stiff if she's around, or whoever. I think Ambassador-elect Tanya Williams is on, the ones that you know that'll step up to the plate, amen, and hold your We're your errands this morning. Amen. We are your errands, and we're holding your hand up, and you can do this. All right. God bless you. So just call, just ask whoever prayer requests, and be respectful, first fruit. Don't just start talking all at one time. Give one another a chance to get their prayer through. And if you don't get your prayer through today, you're on the prayer line all night tonight, and I'm certainly sure you could get a prayer through tonight. God bless you is my prayer. And Ambassador Elect Gardner, do it and see what you'll feel better and God will be pleased. All right?
Amen. So do I have a prayer request?
Praise the Lord, Ambassador Elect Gardner. This is Evangelist Ann Johnson, New York, and I'm asking for prayer for myself this morning, asking you all to pray for me that God will just touch my body and do a complete work in me. I believe God and I trust God, but I need the prayers of the saints. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Now go ahead and pray for her. I know you can pray for her. Just pray for her.
Amen. Heavenly Father, right now we come to you asking you, Lord, that you would just touch the Ambassador Johnson's body, Lord. We don't know what it is about her body, but you made her, Lord. You know what it is in there. If there's anything that's just out of whack, Lord, move everything back in line, Lord, so that she will feel it. She'll know that it's you, Lord, that you can, you know, you can do all things but fail, Lord. She knows it, and she believes it, Lord. We ask right now that you just step in, you take over, Lord, and as you're doing it, Lord, let her know that as you let her feel you doing it at the time you're doing it so that she'll give you the praise, and we'll give you the praise also, Lord. I'll give you the praise right now, Lord. I'm thanking you for healing her, Lord, and I call it healed. And your word says it so, Lord. Your word is not wrong. It's never wrong, Lord. So we ask that you do these things, Lord. I ask it in your son's name, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Will there be another?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Cobb in Texas. Y'all hadn't heard my voice in a while, but I've been on this prayer line, and I'm just full this morning. But as I was, I won't go into my all my requests, but I will say this. On last night, when I was on the youth prayer line, Sister LaTanya Williams said the Lord had given her someone that had a son that needed prayer. And my son needs prayer. He's going through a divorce, and the Lord moved me here for that reason. I finished that transition, but I'm here praying for my child. Because it's a sad thing to see your son going through what he's going through. He said, Mom, I never had to go through anything like this. Come home with a house full of furniture goals, looking on the internet, seeing pictures that are not like Christ of the lady. And I just pray for her, but please, since you are a man, Brother Darden, I want you to pray for my child.
Yeah.
Please, sir.
I should do that. I'll do that right now because what he's been through, I've been through, and I can feel, you know, the hurt that he has. So right now, Heavenly Father, you know this young man, Lord. Lord, you know what he's going through, Lord. We ask, Lord, that not that you just walk beside him, Lord, but we ask that you put your spirit inside it. If your spirit is in there, let it awaken his spirit so that they can just come together, Lord. Because this man is going through all sorts of hurt, agony, and pain, Lord. Lord, strengthen him, Lord. Put people around him that will strengthen him, Lord. Keep the people that will say negative things and do negative things in his life, keep them away, Lord. Lord, we ask that you help him, Lord, strengthen him, move him forward so that he will see that there is a life and a good life after divorce, Lord. Let him know that you are a healer, Lord. You can heal not just a body, but you can heal a